never going home. I was born in a taxi.
You're not home now.
You're right. Taxi hasn't found out where I lived. I won't tell them. He doesn't know where he let me off. So,
well, you could just go to the dining room. You could just go to the dining room and get in the car you don't own.
Stop complicating it. I just want to say this. It was the best of times, and it was still the best of times. Didn't go the other way. It just kept being the best of times. Never been said before.
That you recall.
Stumped you. What?
That you recall. The one that you recall.
What, the best times?
Any time that you recall is a good recollection.
What about the present?
You get presents at Christmas, but you don't celebrate it, and you don't give presents to anybody else, so you don't get any presents. So you're not present at all. You're always in some trance or local zeitgeist trying to figure out some presentationable present or a local salon where you can get loved up or show everybody how sharp they were.
Okay. So I hear all this talk about Fox being porn. No, not porn. Propaganda.
Yeah. No, it's porn.
CNN
it's porn.
Propaganda?
Lara Ingram. And Ashley. Ooh, that Ashley. She's something else now. She's a corker.
Yeah, is CNN propaganda?
CNN is just, it's nothing. It's nothing.
Not propaganda.
No,
they say propaganda.
CNN and MSDNC is that's just a Matt Drudge. The Drudge Report. It's your Drudge.
So is Fox News the only propaganda?
Because they're not giving news. Well, they're not giving news, you see. They're giving opinion.
Is Fox News giving news?
Yeah, they tell what's going on, and then they give a slant on it. See, they tell you how porn works and how to enjoy it the best and which porn is the best way to enjoy the porn. So they give you little tutorials to go with it. So that's good, too.
All right. Okay, it's been clarified. Let's see who's
Happy
here.
Happy Wednesday.
No, thank you. It's been a wonderful day so far. Lots happening. I made new parts to the tiny node chart. I did your assignment. I added new parts to the tiny node chart. You've been screaming for a couple of months now.
It's time.
Yeah.
Does it have the Whaling Jennings?
Not yet. No. I'm not sure where to put them.
Well, you're back to the flour mill then, Patty.
No, I got to do all this other backfill first. Okay, so let's see. Let's be stupid and ask Leon if he has any questions. No, we won't. let's see if Greg or Ginny has anything to say. You got any Greg or Ginny, Greg? No, he's
fine. Hey, Bob.
Okay,
hey, Bob.
Ready? Hey, Ginny, go
ready
ahead.
For what? What are we doing? Are we partying?
Come on. You got any questions? No.
You got your air guitar. You want to play a song? Oh,
no,
do I have questions?
No.
Hey, Ion, what did
you
think
to say about yesterday? What did they think of Taylor Wallace? I can hear that question.
I was going to say, what did you think of Taylor's radio show? Pretty exciting. And Carolyn, of course. Ion.
Ion.
Hey, darling.
Is dressing you.
Hey, darling. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fabulous. It's just amazing these days.
What's amazing?
These days.
These days are amazing.
Yeah, that Bob is getting presents now.
I'm getting presents? Okay, good. But
yeah, that's what you said. You were getting presents. What about the present? That's what you said. So we were going.
Yeah. I'm not into materialism like you and JW. You guys buy property.
Well, you have it all, and you want it all, and you want it now. It's pretty normal. It's typical.
I got it all. It's typical. Got it now. What do you think of Taylor Wallace?
Now,
Dr. Wallace, it was moved us into a Nobel Prize territory. Do you have no comment on that?
It's fine. It's wonderful. Is it ascension? It's attention, let's
oh,
go.
Oh, no.
If it ain't, not it's a distraction. Distraction. Or then it's
yes.
Well, attention's a given, right? I mean, isn't ascension
well,
a given?
Those,
I mean, we've been doing the
those,
thing, taking,
those,
running the drug, huh?
For those that ascend, yes, of course it is.
Yes.
We can
well, yes, that, yes, of course. So, I mean, ascension's a given, and I thought we were just sitting around waiting on the Robert E. Lee.
Or the levee, sitting on the levee. Yeah, the levee's a good place.
That's yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we're just sitting around chitty-chatting. I mean, it's not, you know, Taylor is an ascension, but it sure is something fun to do.
It's ascension in the sense that he's working on the products, helping the products. The products are necessary for the earth flipping. So it is relevant.
Okay.
See, he got convinced there, Ginny.
Very good, Bob. Way to throw down. Swiss Zion's arm once again. Outstanding.
Yes. Yes,
yeah. So, Ion,
well,
what do you want to talk about?
Well, we're enjoying a fabulous Bloomsday and a nice 800-page recant of all the best of Ulysses. That's nice. That's good. And we posted the link with The Guardian where we're doing virtual celebrations, which is
great. Is there a lot of that going on? Are they having Bloomsday in chemical body form in Dublin?
And here, yeah.
And there. Well, good. The Irish ain't going to put up with any Protestant decree from a Protestant doctor. Fauci.
What have you got against the Tudors? What have you got against the Tudors?
A lot. They interrupted. If I'd been able to knock them off and keep the church just Catholic, we would have been here 600 years ago.
Bob. You haven't lived until you should
watch
porn more often. You should have, in celebration of Bloomsday, Greg Gutfeld on the Five remarked about your Church of the Subgenius today on Fox News.
Wow. That's one of Carol's. She has a crush on Greg. Well, she has a crush on Tucker Carlson, Greg, Don Lemon, and a couple other guys. Carol's all over the place.
He's colored than he is with a white man. He's colored than he is. So now he's Caucasian by injection then, right?
Okay, so this is what you mean, cities versus states. This is what, Fox are the states, CNN is the cities. That's what's going on right now,
no.
Right?
No. You had in the original, you had the war between the states from the north to the south, where Queen Victoria was trying desperately to make sure that the south won because why? Cotton was king. That's why. And so this set up base to make it work out. Okay. Now, fast forward to right now. Now all this civil rights or uncivil rights or uncivil lefts or whatever you call it now, they're giving up all that they marched for now because they've now undone the done part. When the fascists start acting like socialists, something's wrong. You see, they start invalidating themselves. So it becomes ridiculous to the point where it's like, this is ridiculous. What it does, it takes the heat out of the fire so no one recognizes anything, so they're finally just like, okay, put them in their own little island somewhere in Seattle. Give them a nice three-block thing and make them all stay there. You can't leave. You don't get any water. You don't make your own food. Make your own electricity to be autonomous because you want to be autonomous or autonomous or automass or all by yourself. So good. Then what happens is, you bring it back around full circle where it makes valid the point that all there actually is ascension. Amazing. Because you come to a place very quickly where this racial divide, like we say, we're going to start skinning them. And we ain't going to have no more color problems. We're going to make them all the same. We're going to show them how bleach bit works and make everybody a darker shade of gray.
Okay, so what's the cities versus states?
Okay, the cities, we've been talking about this forever. This is where they call them sanctuary.
Yeah.
The sanctuary cities is where it all started. Okay, that's the bleeding yaller dog liberal Democrats. They're trying to make this a thing. What that means is they're trying to make it a thing that you can use to gin up a conversation about it. And they're doing it at the expense of African-American people because they're the ones being punished, you see. Obama was running this thing for a good while. He didn't help nothing. He made it worse. And now they're fighting against worse, which is what they got now, because they've actually got themselves in a pickle, pardon the pun. So now what happens is the cities are fighting against the states. Okay, check this out. Atlanta, they blocked 7585, which is the only main thoroughfare through the city. They were blocked it. 14 lanes. Unbelievable amount of volume of traffic. Morning, noon, and night all the time. They lined their cars up and got out and stood in the road. They were indiscreet, Bob. They were indiscreet. Well, it didn't take too long, but all of a sudden here comes the Georgia State Patrol. 14 of them lined up, eye hole to eye hole, and they pulled right up there, and they got out of their cars, and they had their batons and their shields, the Mylar shields or plastic shields, whatever. They walked right up there, and they arrested every darn one of them. Took them off, and they opened up that thoroughfare. You're not going to block 75 and 85. You can ride. You can shoot yourself in the face. You can go burn the Wendy's. There's a lot of Wendy's, but don't burn the Waffle Hut. There ain't many Waffle Huts. Don't burn the Waffle Hut. The places where you have, the only place you have to eat, you want to go burn that down. Do all that. Burn that down, that thing. But they immediately stopped all that right then. And it was a 30-minute thing, but you're not going to block 7585. It's not going to happen because you have to meet it. That's a state meeting a liberal city's direction. Do you see? So they've let this sanctuary city stuff run amok till it's got a feet. It's like fertilizing weeds. All you get is more weeds.
So the state troopers arrested 14 people?
Oh, no. There was about 35 they arrested, the ones that blocked in the interstate.
And so they expected to have a crowd gather around them and not be arrested.
Oh, my God, the traffic was backed up miles into 285 both ways.
Why did they do that? Did they expect to get arrested?
No. They expected for them. They expected somebody to get up there and say, "It's not a protest. It's not bad. They're just protesting. The constitutional convention originally said you can go do whatever you want to do. You can scream far in a full theater. You can just go smoke dope anywhere you want to. You just do whatever you want to. You can go bash in the windows of stores and take what you want to, because you was going to buy that if somebody gave you the money to pay for it. So why are you going to, they don't give you the money, so just go take it anyway, because you're going to get it anyway. So just go help yourself, you see. Carnation milk syndrome, you see. Comes in a little red can. There's nothing you have to do. And so they run out. The problem is Bob's fault. All this happened because Bob. He told them all they had to do was keep typing. And God darn, you ain't going to believe what's happened. They wore the buttons off of their typers. They need new buttons. Now they got to get new buttons. And Bob's not financing new buttons. He's just not going to do it. So that's
okay,
how that goes. So they can't type anymore. Did that answer your city?
Yes.
City and state problem?
Yes, it did. Sort of started. On Fox Porn, they're wondering, Tucker Carlson's wondering why there aren't any leaders.
Yeah.
They'll be stepping forward.
You know what? Because that's what happened to Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, they've learned.
Hey,
okay.
And down south, they would tell us something. There's too many oak trees in down south. They won't put up with too much of that. You can go
okay,
a little
so
bit, do what you want to do.
So how is Trump going to be the leader, sneak his ass in there and take over some point at some perfect timing and still
No, don't worry about that. That's just fine. No, if you were going to blame somebody for this, you should blame Trump. He's agging this on. This is the best press he's ever had in his life. All he's got to do is get up there and see. All he's got to go up there and see. Oh, God bless America. What's left of it? Oh, look what I've got to get. Why don't we? Oh, let's get some Della Dog Democrats. Oh, I'm going to let them come. I'm going to let them redecorate the White House. Oh, they're going to burn the White House. Melania, we're going to get to it. It was scheduled for a tear down, a rebuild anyway. Oh, that's Antifa. They burnt that little church. We're going to run it all the way up to the little church. Run it all the way up, take them fences down, and build something presentable where we can actually have some room. He's tickled to death. It's going to be wonderful. He can tear down the White House and build something decent. It is a pretty rough house, by the way.
So he's going to ride anyway, out the turmoil.
Oh, and feed it. He's feeding it. Because after a little while, Bob, them pistol-packing grannies are going to get tired of this bullshit. They're going to get tired of this listening to this pathetic, anti-conditional repose that says everybody else's rights has been run over. Everybody else can do what they want to do. All these laws apply to everybody here, not nothing over there. Okay? So that's what made they set the police into a position of the anarchy issue. It's what makes the anarchy the issue. And that's it. I mean, that's the short version. So and then all these bad things happen, and they don't talk about that on any of the other newses, on the other stations. So they're driving those other stations to have something to say, that they're pitching a political view. Now, we'll give you that. It's all tech body. You got that. But it's good because people are looking at it, and they're going, yeah, what about that, though? What about that, though? What about that, though? They're starting to ask, what about that dough? That dough. Which dough? That dough. The dough, you know. Well, you got the New York Post, where they show a picture that says, this is fine. 10,477,000 people licking each other's asshole, and four people in New York City drinking a beer close within 20 feet of each other. And they go, oh, that's disgusting. They're spreading the corona. Oh, well, wait. What happened to the corona? The corona's back, Bob. Trump's gonna have a party Saturday, so now the corona had to come back to kill everybody. What about that? So, it was
okay,
gone.
Geez.
When
that
they
answer
was out running down the
geez.
Street, it was all gone. It was all solved. Now it's back.
Are you satisfied intellectually, Ginny? You have a sense of what's going on?
Yes, I think it's absolutely brilliant. I love Ion's exegesis of the whole situation. I'm thrilled and delighted in every way.
All right, then. Well, we'll move on, then. Let's see. Let's try.
Wait a minute. Greg, do you have anything you want to say?
I'm good.
He's good. All right, very good. Thank you, Ion.
You're welcome, Doc.
Okay.
Leon,
you have no question.
Paradise. Bless your world for eternity.
Oh,
Leon,
Ion,
you
never did say anything. You never did say anything, though, about Carolyn's radio show last night. Wasn't it good?
Well, we're sorry. It was fabulous, but we're sorry about the tech body interference a little bit. We couldn't help it. We couldn't resist.
Did you do it, Ion? Did you just get in there? Fuck a nigga. Was that you?
We couldn't stand it. We just couldn't stand it. See, the Dead
you
Bob show wouldn't mean any good if you didn't have a little converse could go along with it. It's just kind of
you just had to get in there and say you're fun and put some contrast in there, huh?
Yes, all right.
Well, very good. I'll leave that up to Carolyn.
Kept it jumping. It was beautiful. It turned out beautiful.
It did. It turned out very nicely.
And Ginny, so it was Ion hacking, and who had to deal with it? Bob and Ion. It was right there. It was all
praise Bob.
Remember Bob?
How come you had to deal with it? I was the one who was flipping stuff off, trying to get him off the darn thing. Listen to the foghorn.
It was Greg.
I know, but it means me, for Greg's sake. Don't you get the metaphor?
It was Greg Duffelbeck's version of Foghorn Leghorn, maybe.
Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, but I'm still trying to figure out how you had to deal with it. Come back to me again and explain that to me. How did you?
It's the dialectic of Ion versus Bob. It's just a dialectic. It's a dyad. You know, Bob, and he was acting just like me. Says, this has never happened before. I don't know how to handle this. Something I'd do. I'd run out. I'd get the hell out of there, right?
Bob decided 1,000 years ago that it was a good idea to put 46,302 emails safely in his trash can of a website that he didn't control when he decided that was a good idea. And then he plays the tech body for the fool and then wonders what happened when it somehow just disappears somewhere and can't make the connection, can't find a way, and can't get to it, and can't get out of it, and can't get back. Now, the tech body tease him. It'll tease him. It'll show him that something. But he's got to get himself together to have that seamless conductivity. But see, that's the whole point of the angels. That's the whole point of this whole position. It's great, but you got to be able to have your power to such a level that you can step the tech body aside. You're not going to stop it down, see? That's kind of like when they rent the veil in two. You ain't going to put it back in the box. It's out. The cat's out of the hat. It's over. It's up. The jig's up. Pardon the pun. It's over. So there, it opens it to another level. You have to find a way, maybe key 18. Carolyn likes that one. Maybe key 18, but you have to find a way to overcome your situation within the system that allows the system to do whatever it's going to do and not have a potential negative connotation in your world. You see, it's kind of like when everything's going just great and it's fine, it's good, but always be looking because Florida may replace it. You might want to know that. See, the good thing. You always wait for backup. You always have ahead of it because it's not just you. See, other people are depending on you. Especially the little ones, and they're God has to answer people's prayers. See, Bob wants all their dreams to come true. He just don't want to have to finance it.
Right. Yep, I get that. So the whole point is the better it gets, the better it gets regardless of the conditions, because that's the ascended position is that you're right.
Well, yes, but now but look here. The challenges, however daunting, can be ginned up into a larger capacity. It can look like death warmed over. It can look terrible. It can have a bad repose. It can be, we're doing gloom, despair, and agony. But then once you have the ability to step over it, then you start looking for, you'll start sorting out the salt and light and the otherwise death and dying world. Because, as you know, the world dies, whether they like it or not,
Amen.
Want it or not, or care or not, don't make no difference.
No, I agree. Now, just a quick question, is that not very much similar to what's already occurred with the pandemic and now a civil war and blah, 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 and we just kind of keep trucking along? I mean, you're always
Isaiah. Bumping up. To the days of Elijah. You're coming in the days of Elijah. Most people don't even know what that is. You do. It's wonderful. Because see, you girded yourself, honey, with the words of righteousness. Beautiful. Days of Elijah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, preparing for the way of the Lord. And I'm just saying, but it's the perspective, that you hold in that.
It's introspective. It's introspective of how you respond. Because what's going to happen is terrible things is going to bump in on you. And you're going to be able to overcome those things. And that's a beautiful thing. Great. Perfect. So we're not saying that ascension's gonna make it pie-eyed and easy deasy, peasy, whatever. Hell no. It's gonna make it more voluminous but how you have to deal with things and adjust for things. But you can, and that's what you got to do, is you got to ease into that from a standpoint to say, oh, okay, this happened before. Oh, yeah, I whooped a lion, and I whooped a bear.
I whooped a bear.
I know how that goes. So, but when you know that, then all of a sudden, Goliath doesn't seem so uncomely after that. But Goliath's coming. Don't you think Goliath? Well, Goliath is being...